with Tokyo on Hank FM.
Without further ado, do we have you, sir? Good morning.
Well, alrighty, well, let's go.
Let's go.
Welcome, Texas. Good morning. It's a Wednesday with W.
Morning, it's
a very special Wednesday with W. Post-election edition.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think every Wednesday with W is pretty special.
Oh, of course.
That's right. None of it's secondary. It's all primary. And I'm here with all your primary results and stuff. I don't follow any of that anymore. I'm not going to do that.
Not at all, really?
Congratulations to there were winners, right?
Yeah, yes, there were winners.
Congratulations to all the winners from last night.
That's very nice of you.
To the losers, too, because now you can have a job that, you know, pays you money. But if you didn't win, if at first you don't succeed,
all right,
just wait until they redistrict the thing again and then try again.
Yeah, plenty of time.
Or switch parties or whatever. It's a board game of fun. I don't know. Last night was the primaries, of course. Being all serious is my serious face.
Okay,
I can tell.
Yeah. And I'm glad that we decided.
Yeah.
On the people that we'll still have to decide on here in a couple of months again.
Wow, a lot of decisions. Yeah.
Last night was kind of like Hollywood week on American Idol for politicians.
What?
I mean, you already got the golden ticket, but that just means that you're going to have a longer ride home. And probably have to stay around creepy people like Seacrest and
politicians.
Like that.
And
at least that means that we're done with those political ads.
You think?
Just kidding.
Just kidding.
No, I certainly hope if you're listening that your candidate won.
Sure.
And may the odds be ever in their favor.
Congratulations.
And depending on whether they win is how many favors they'll end up giving, right?
Oh,
yeah. That's how it works.
Boy, a lot has happened since we last talked last Wednesday.
My goodness, yes.
Uh-huh.
Almost makes me want to do this thing more than just on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Almost.
I figured that was coming.
Actually, not even close to almost. But Trump says that our war in Iran, with Iran, and now everybody else is involved around it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a game of Red Rover. It's like, who's coming over?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Everybody's invited.
Who's on our side?
But it's going to be over here in about 4 to 5 weeks.
Very soon.
Yeah.
Quick and dirty.
That's what he says.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. 4 to 5 weeks.
You know, I have a mission accomplished banner hanging in my garage, by the way. If anybody wants to borrow it.
I remember that.
If you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you know.
Need an aircraft carrier?
Yeah, trust me. Once you get in these, getting out of a war.
Mm.
It's kind of like a timeshare. It seemed like a good idea at the time.
That's how they get you.
I hope he's right. God bless our military.
Amen.
And God bless Trump, too, because it's a big week for him. I mean, he's had to do all this with that new hamburger coming out from McDonald's.
Crying out loud.
Yesterday.
Call out the big arch.
The big arch. Uh-huh.
You eat enough of those, you'll end up with a big...
A different arch.
Of course, now he loves Whataburger.
Who doesn't?
Cleaned out a whole Whataburger down there in Corpus.
Yep.
Finally, finally something we can all agree on that crosses party lines. Whataburger. But, you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. In fact, right now we got that big old time change heads up coming up.
Right.
So a programming note.
Okay.
Next week's Wednesday with W will be an hour later next week.
Well,
which
it's,
I think that means I get to sleep in.
No,
or is
it's
that,
still 8:15.
Is this how that works?
No.
I don't know either, sir.
Right.
But you're there.
Either which way, you can still catch it on. I'm sure you'll post this as a podcast, right?
Is with the everyday replay.
Right.
Yeah, my time is up here. I've already leaped ahead.
All right. There he is.
God bless Texas. God bless America.
Amen, sir. Appreciate it.
That's a Wednesday with Dudley.
Morning radio's best kept secret. KB and Heather Lee.